Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. No, wait a minute, Dan. Just do one more part. Just one more part, Dan. Come on. Thank you. All right. Good evening, good evening. Welcome. Today is, oh wow, Saturday, 9/3/2022. You're tuned into the TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. I'm your host, Michael Gay. Happy holiday weekend, everyone. I'm sure people are out there doing the barbecue thing, grilling thing. Not me, not today, probably tomorrow. But the time is now, 6:02 p.m. on the East Coast, 3:02 p.m. on the West Coast, and we are still on the air each and every Saturday. Some of my co-hosts are not going to be here today because it is the holiday weekend, and you know, sometimes you need a break and you need some time off. And I understand that. And with me, I'm like, I'm going to still do the show. I'm still going to, conversate and talk about topics. But some of them are out of town. And Time and Ship, one of our co-hosts, he has an event he has to do. This evening, Janet Davis is out of town. A couple of others said they're going to try to chime in the second hour if possible. But that has no bearing on what we're going to do today. But I love and appreciate them when they're here. So hopefully they're having a great time. Hey, I want to get into some conversations here, and I posted on our page what our conversations are going to be today, at least on the Blog Talk page. And I want to get into those in a moment. But there's some things I thought about that are not in the itinerary that normally most of the co-hosts get that I want to bring up. Because I was listening to another show earlier, and not to take away from what they were talking about, but I brought up a topic. They were talking about something, but I brought up something about the topic and an individual who had invented something that many people probably don't know about, dealing with water. With the water crisis that we're having here in America, this gentleman from Texas created something that a lot of people don't even know about, and we're going to get into that conversation, but a lot of people don't know that this black man from Texas created something that people don't know about, and he's not getting much help. You could create water immediately. Isn't that amazing? We'll get in that conversation. But first, we're going to get into the Trump saga continues. Oh, my goodness. What the hell is going on with this this stuff. It continues. I know. You guys tune in, you know, we talk about politics and this and the other. But we got to touch on what is going on, how this train is really derailing, in a sense, toward Donald Trump. Some folks say, oh, it's all political, it's all the Democrats and everything. Look, come on now. You can't say that. You can't say that. I mean, you could say it, but come on. The proof is there that something, you know, it's like a person I know said, something in the buttermilk ain't clean. There's something in this buttermilk is definitely dirty because it's not right. It's not normal. Many things that the former president had done when he was in office and what he continues to do, you never heard any other president deal with. Outside of Nixon, he did some stuff and then, you know, he resigned and was pardoned by Ford for whatever reason. But this is beyond craziness. So we'll get into that conversation. But I see Brother Timon has made it to the show because I know he has something to do in the next hour, so he's not going to be with us for a very long period of time. But happy Saturday, Brother Timon Ship. How you doing, my brother?
How are you, Ma? How goes it, Mike? I'm gathering up stuff as we speak, man. You know, getting prepped.
I heard it.
Getting, you know, I've been ripping and running and, you know, doing things. How are you? I heard that you mentioned your boy Trumparoonie. It is. I should say it's 110 degrees where I'm at right now. So.
Oh wow.
It is very somewhere around there.
And well, for you folks that are listening, Timon lives in California, and a lot of the co-hosts are from different areas of the globe, but Timon's in California, 110 degrees. But one thing about California, it's not humid like the South. It is dry,
no.
But it's still hot. Hot is hot.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Man. Your boy Trump is losing his mind and doing all the craziness. And I think they got him this time, Mike.
Well, you know, it's been said they got him many a times for different things, you know, we can go through a list of stuff that he's been accused of and they tried to impeach him and this and the other, you know. And you got to look at it. His name is Donald, Don. He's been Teflon all this time, you know. And somebody tried to tell me, oh, you hate Donald Trump. Look, let me clarify something. I don't hate anyone. I can dislike a person. That doesn't mean you hate them. I can dislike a person for what, you know. There's some folks that I work with. I like them. I've known them for a while. But I can dislike what they do. There's a difference. Hate is a heavy word. But with Donald Trump and what's happening here, and when the FBI went to Mar-a-Lago, this is the second time they went there, right? Are you there?
Yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah. Okay. This is the second time they went to Donald Trump to retrieve documents, right?
Oh,
they
yeah.
went back in July, okay? It's the second time. The first time, his staff, his attorney said, oh, yeah, that's it. That's everything. But they got wind that there was more stuff, and they went back a second time. I mean,
right.
I'm trying to understand, how come people don't grasp the fact that was an untruth the first time? How come people don't get that? Can you explain it? When they said the first time,
well,
when they went there, and they claimed that they gave back everything that's supposed to, and here's the thing, the first time they went, asked for everything to be given back, and they claimed they gave everything, and then they find out they didn't get everything. How come people meaning Trump followers and supporters, don't understand the fact that that was a flat-out lie the first time, that they didn't give everything back. What's your thoughts on that?
I will say, Mike, because what it is they don't want to accept facts. Okay, this man already planted that lie. And once he planted that lie in their head about, hey, if I don't win, it's rigged, that's all they needed. And they've been waiting to do that for a while. You know, it's like if Jim Jones was in the White House right now. And if you know who Jim Jones was, he got all the people.
Jim Jones was.
Yeah.
To kill
okay, so this is
right.
he's the Jim Jones of the Republican Party right now. So there's nothing you can do, man. They drinking the Kool-Aid.
They are drinking
the Kool-Aid. We got facts. He's been busted. They've been showing everything. And I mean, his own boy Barr, who was the former AG, then already turned on him.
I saw that clip where Barr was on Fox News, by the way, and said some stuff that, you know, with this whole thing that he's trying to get this special you know, attorney to, or whatever, to look into the whole thing. And Barr said that's just bells and whistles. It doesn't make any difference of what the FBI is doing. Now, here I'm looking at an article where Donald Trump could be really in a lot of trouble, but to what extent? I mean, in my mind, I don't think Donald Trump will be locked up and put in prison. In my mind, I really don't think so. I think that what the FBI is going to try to do is make sure that he never holds public office, shame him, fine him to whatever money he has. I think that's what they're going to probably do. But I don't really think, and I've talked to a lot of folks, some folks believe that Donald Trump will never be behind bars. What's your thoughts on that?
On one hand, Mike, I understand because I got the same thing. All my friends think that he'll never go to jail. But there's a part of me that believes he eventually will. And I think that they got, because they're hitting him from all three sides, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All three. He's getting hit from a civil side. He's getting hit from the situation in Georgia, as well as the situation now at Mar-a-Lago. So all of them carry jail time. Everything that he's involved with carries jail time. Now, a number of different attorneys have turned him down to represent him. There's a lot of attorneys because Donald Trump doesn't pay anybody. He doesn't pay people. You know,
That's been his history, not the pay folks. I mean, you go back to Atlantic City, right? You go back to that whole thing. He didn't pay anybody, or he didn't pay the contractors, which in turn did not pay the workers, and then the city had to bail out the casinos, correct? So we know that about the former
president. So that's the thing. I mean, so I believe deep down, I mean, I know it's a stretch, but I believe they're going to get it. Now, I'm with you. You know, I want him to go to jail. 100%. Will it happen? You know, it's tough to say because there's this whole thing about a president being locked up. You know, that don't bother me. If you're breaking the law, bro, so you can't be above the law. And let me tell you, Garland already said nobody's above the law. He's a former president. He is not a president anymore. Okay?
Right.
They didn't think he'd be impeached. We already let you slide twice. Okay? He's been impeached twice. Now, this is the golden ticket, baby. And now they say, well, there'll be riots. Let them riot. Nobody care. Because basically what you're saying, that this, why would y'all just, y'all are that damn stupid. Are y'all really that stupid that y'all gonna let this dude do this? And y'all, and he's got all his people that came out against. The guy fired the very dude who watched over everything. Remember, everybody that he's firing are all Republicans. Everybody that covered that told him they were all Republicans.
Right. Well, let me go ahead and open up the mic to another co-host here. She's the host of Let's Talk About It every third Thursday here on the TMGN Network. And it will be the one and only Miss Cotton Campbell. How are you doing, Cotton?
Hello, hello, hello. I'm good. How's everybody?
All right, all right. Well, we're a little short-handed because it's the holiday weekend. Janet's out of town. Time is going to be with us for a short period of time because he has an event he has to take care of. So I appreciate you guys joining us on this Saturday, holiday weekend. What do you think about what we're talking about? Do you think Donald Trump will actually go to jail or just get a slap on the wrist? If, and I keep stressing the point if, because a few weeks ago I was on another show. In fact, my former network, I chimed into, the former network I used to be with, I chimed in and, hell, they took my head off and said, what is he guilty of? You know, I never said he was guilty. I said during the investigation, I was trying to say, if the FBI feels like they have enough evidence to charge the former president with a crime, which I'm saying now, do you think he will actually go behind bars or just be, you know, not able to run for office again and a heavy fine? That's all I was trying to say. But this dude, I'm not going to call him out his name, just put me on blast. I'm like, really, nigga? Come on. I mean, come on. I'm trying to just ask a simple-ass question because it can go either way. We don't know. Because, see, the thing is, there's still an ongoing investigation. They're looking at trying to, in fact, I think you said to me, Timon, that Garland and all of them, they're doing their best to make sure that they have, and I have some mumbling background, so I'm hearing some noise in the background, somebody talking. So I have to mute the mic. Whoever is talking, please, or have some talking in the background, please bring it to a minimum because I can hear it. But the thing is, I'm just saying, the whole thing is that we're either way, if he's charged, do you think he will actually go to jail? And the reason why I ask that question is because you know that Trump supporters will go buck wild. Buck wild. I believe that part. If they actually put him in jail. Now, I'm going to open up the mics again. Hopefully that the noise or the background sound is diminished. Let me open your microphones. I'm sorry. I just want to ask you now, because I got your mic open. Do you really think that Donald Trump can really go to jail, or do you think that he probably won't? But maybe he will be, fined and slap on the wrist, a few million dollars. What's your thoughts on that? Do you think he really will be going to jail?
No, I don't. I don't think he's going to go to jail at all. They're going to give him a slap on the wrist, you know, and move it along because they're only going to do the slap on the wrist to give him some type of punishment to try to appease other people just to say that they did something. That's pretty much all it is. Not because they want to actually punish him.
Right, because there's only two ways to punish a person, either put them behind bars or hurt them in their pocket. And Donald Trump loves keeping money in his pocket, right? So put him behind bars for we're going to give you time served and you're going to go to a country club, prison, still his supporters ain't going to like the fact that he'd be behind. But he'll be in a country club prison just like his attorney was, right? Cohen was in a country club. Look at it. Look at where Cohen was. He could walk outside in the woods and everything, every day. He wasn't locked down in the type of prisons that we see on TV or that we know that some people have loved ones in. He wasn't in that type of prison. I mean, let's be realistic here. When you hear the word prison, and when you hear that people in the upper class, oh, they're going to prison. Yeah, what prison? Oh, the one where they got lounge chairs and shit? Where they can watch TV, their own room, relax, their own toilet paper, their own towels and shit. That's not prison. They're confined. They're in a confinement and they can't go out in, among the world. That's not prison. Am I right, Tyner? You work in with kids
Mike,
judicial system.
What I will say, one, a lot of them are the kids are living better. One thing you do lose, privacy. Your life is not the same. Because let me tell you something. Someone put you in a room, 8x5 cell, you don't want to live there. You think it's going to be great if you can just live out your life like this. It's a whole different world because, you know, when Bernie Madoff got locked up, Bernie Madoff went from a $8 million penthouse to being in a jail. You're still in a jail. You're still locked up. You're not. Right. Your whole life has been changed. It's not what you think it's going to be. Yeah, I mean, and if they want to get criminals near you, they can. Now, in Donald Trump's case, will he do time? I mean, the only reason why Nixon didn't go to jail is because of Gerald Ford. That's why. Somebody stood up there. Whereas Biden can't. Trump did this while he is not president. Okay, he is not president anymore. He is a citizen.
Right. Right.
So he can't go to jail.
President. He's a former president, and he's a citizen now. Though he still has the protection as a president, but when you break the law outside of being, you said something very important that people don't understand, is that as president, they couldn't do what they're doing now, right? But now that he's just an everyday citizen with protection as being a former president, you still broke the law. It doesn't mean that Donald Trump can drive down the street and have a wreck and not be charged for an accident. He just has security.
Well, one thing about it, Garland is not your typical AG. He's not Barr. Matter of fact, it was Barr that covered Trump's ass last time when they redacted. He had enough to put him in jail back then.
Right.
He had broke the law, bro. He had broke the law. It was up to the AG, which was Barr. Barr covered his ass for him. And guess what? Not this time. He don't have that.
But again, I don't know if you saw the video or if you saw the show of where Barr was on Fox News and actually threw Donald Trump under the bus. Based on what he's trying to do now, he basically said it's not going to work. Have you seen that clip?
Right.
Where Barr was on Fox News?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It won't fly no more.
Here's the thing I'm saying. Isn't it kind of ironic and crazy in a sense that here's people, keep in mind Donald Trump said, In his one and only first term in the beginning, he's going to only have the best people, the most intelligent people. But he was firing a lot of those folks down the road that did not agree with him, did not take his side, because Donald Trump is very much into loyalty of whatever he wants. Now, let's think about that. Some of those people were like, Don, no, man, come on, man. Come on, bro. That ain't going to work. Okay, then you're fired. Now he done put the damn apprentice show into the White House, right? He just fired folks. He told us that he's going to bring us the right folks. Think about this now. And then when they did not bow down to him, knowing that it was not right to do so, more than likely against the law, and there might be some fallout over it, which that's what's happening now, he fired them. You follow me?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? You follow
yeah,
me? He fired them. And,
yep.
then they, and, then,
right.
and then he talked about them like a dog on social media, and then social media said, you know what? You can't come on here any damn more. Think about it. You're the president of the United States, and you get shut down by social media? You got to be doing something fucking wrong. You know, I normally don't cuss on the show, but I'm just trying to understand, because there's people that are friends of mine who love Donald Trump. I'm like, fine. But you don't see nothing wrong with what this man has done or is still doing? You don't see nothing wrong at it at all? It boggles my mind. Again, I'll say, I don't hate Donald Trump. I just hate what he, or I dislike what he's been doing to the country.
Thank you.
Let's get to the document thing.
Hold on.
Let's get to the documents. They just recently released pictures of the documents, and it ranges from stuff that was just like a mixed bag of shit. I mean, from photographs to all kinds of stuff that had nothing to do with, you know, documents and everything. It had stuff that was top secret. I think they showed a listing of, some of them said top secret, and some said, you know, special something, this and that. Three levels of things that should not be out of the White House or out of the archives. It should have went through the United States archives, right? But this man has it at Mar-a-Lago. And people are saying, well, he's the president. No, he's not anymore. He doesn't have the right to take certain documents out of there unless he made them unclassified. And at that point, it still had to go through the archives, correct?
Correct. He can't declassify anything.
Okay.
He can't declassify anything, Mike, because he's not in the – what are you going to do? What, like Barr said, what are you going to wave a wand? You can't tell you this. It doesn't work. He had no right.
Well,
no, he had over
– go ahead.
The documents he had were well over 30,000 different types of documents, Mike. The dude had top secret stuff. When they get through, also, they're running fingerprints on anybody who touched that stuff.
Mm.
They have a thing called a skiff. He has, it's called a skiff. And that means that those documents that should be in a skiff, that means that you can only look at them in a concealed area
concealed,
with no cell
right.
phone, no nothing.
Right.
And he broke
right.
that. You can't do that.
Okay.
So
right.
he is,
I agree
no,
with that. Yeah, and you're right. And I'm waiting to see what the outcome of that investigation, you know, comes up with. Still, and again, you know, I believe that the government is going to be very cautious of what information that they put out. They put out little things here and there, and, you know, it's going through judgment. And again, look at the fact that every time the FBI or the Department of Justice tries to make a move, Trump's lawyers are trying to stop it. Well, if you're innocent, why are you trying to stop something that can probably prove you innocent? Does that make sense?
What he needs to understand, Mike, is that Garland is very thorough. He's not. Remember, this is the guy. He's never lost a cage. This is the guy who tried over the Oklahoma City bomber.
Mm-hmm. And found him.
Very thorough.
He was supposed to have been a Supreme Court justice, right? Well, he
right.
was nominated as one, and he was not allowed to be one. But, right, Garland is definitely, you are definitely right. He knows his shit is the bottom line. Some people would look at it where this is a payback to Donald Trump, throw him under the bus and everything. But in all honesty, I mean, I reach out to my Republican friends, ask them to come on and share their thoughts about it. Because, you know, I mean, I just want to hear what you have to say. How do you ignore the fact of this is stuff that is fact and they don't do it? How come you can't come and defend an individual who was a millionaire, allegedly? Well, of course he was. That even before he became president, him and his father went through a whole court proceeding of not paying their workers. Seven situations where you filed bankruptcy, right? Seven bankruptcy claims. You become president, and now you look at what's going on. You can't look at this is not your savior for the Republican Party. And the Republican Party, many of them, are running away from Donald Trump. Many of them. Some are sticking to the blueprint. What I mean blueprint is that what Donald Trump left them with, and I'm sure he's talking to many of them, the blueprint of what they want America to be. Look at the thing is that where you and I have talked about this, Conley, she was the spokesperson for Donald Trump. Kellyanne, have you seen her lately? No.
Well,
guess who you do see?
Hold on.
I'm gonna go ahead and throw this out here. You don't see Kellyanne Conway anymore. She was the one who introduced us to the term alternative facts. She's the first person who ever introduced us to a term called alternative facts. What the fuck is an alternative fact? Can you tell me that?
Mm-hmm.
She's the first one who said that. And everybody jumped on the bandwagon and believed what she said. But now, for some of you listeners, you do know her husband is definitely against Donald Trump, and he's a Republican. And now he is on television almost every day, at least four or five times a week, speaking about this whole investigation. Not in Donald Trump's favor, but I have to like that guy. Even though he's a Republican, he believes, you know, tell the truth, get it out there, and let's move on. Go ahead, Timer. Am I right?
Oh, what I was going to say, no. I mean, I just listened to George before I got on the thing with you. If you go to YouTube, George Conway's already discussing Trump. And stating what should happen to him. I mean, he's in a lot of trouble. I mean, they brought on every Republican pundit or someone. They brought in all the top experts from all over. I mean, and to tell you how cold Barr went on Fox and exposed Trump. He went on Fox and got him.
I said that. And the thing is, I saw that video clip when he was talking about it. The anchors on Fox were just like, their jaws weren't dropped. They just had these stone faces because they did not expect him to say what he said. And the thing is,
look,
the worst thing they could have done was interrupt him because he's a Republican. They let him spill the beans. And I'm pretty sure after that interview, they were going to try to, you know, clear that up in some form or fashion. I'll look it up. But, right, I saw that when he was on there. I said that earlier during our conversation when Barr was on there. And he made it very clear. There's no getting away from this bullshit. There's no getting away from the process that's going on right now.
Well,
and I don't care what people think.
Yeah.
It's not an attack on Trump. It's the fact that where there are laws. There are laws. Regardless if you're the former president or not, you can't break the laws. You know, and unfortunately, there has been times in the past, or in fact, there's times even now, where celebrities have got away with shit and this and the other. But you're talking about the president of the United States. This stuff is missing. This guy was chummy with our most evil, as they say. Because if you think about it, Bush who said the axis of evil. The axis of evil in his mind was Russia, meaning Putin, and North Korea, right? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Here comes Donald Trump. He becomes the president. He's like, well, I believe what Putin says, and he had nothing to do with it. Really, nigga? You believe what comes out of – do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? You really believed him? And then you cross over into North Korea, shake hands, do a photo op, and that's okay with America? That's it? See, the thing is, I'm really shocked that Trump's supporters believe that he was doing something, you know, because they're like, oh, well, he's making peace with our enemies. No, he's not. And why did he need these documents? Can you speak on that?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Well, that's
what
they're going to find out, Mike. They're going to find out that when all said and done, that's what I'm saying. You got to understand that Merrick Garland is very methodical. They have to take their time, and they got to remember, they got to give you a beginning, a middle, and an end. They got to take you all the way through. So he's got all his guys working 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Because when they get ready to do this, because mind you, it's going to be also connected to the January 6th, they're going to bring it on home. The whole January 6th scheme, the whole thing happening in Georgia, and all that's happening also in New York. It's all going to connect. And it's going down to destroy this dude. So you've got to be very methodical. So, yes. And they're going to, and when they get through setting everything up, because remember, like you said, yes, he is a former president. So when we do this, we got to make sure that when we go to kick this man square in his groin, to really punch him in his gut, to let him know we got to make sure all our ducks are in a row, that everything is lined up right, and we got to put together a timeline. We got to show you every inkling, his whole game plan. Why do you think they don't want you to know who the people are who sold him out? Because you got to
right.
Set it all up. And when you do, and they walk it out there, hey, you know, because like they're trying to hold up with the primary. They're not worried about that. You see, Mitch McConnell is very quiet, don't you? Because Mitch McConnell wants Donald Trump
right.
gone.
And
he likes
you know
the
what?
Fact that
and
you
that's
have
a
vote,
good point.
But he wants him gone.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you. That you said a key figure Mitch McConnell hasn't said a damn thing. And there's many more that don't say anything. They don't want to be involved in it. They're hoping that they're not going to be subpoenaed to come in and testify in the next round.
There are a
but
lot
the thing
of,
is that we're...
Yeah. There,
well,
there are a lot of them who came out against it.
Well, the thing is that we're... They're not going to ruffle feathers, right? What they're doing is that they're trying to... You know, there's an old saying that...
Lindsey Graham has already stated, Mike.
Well, no, hold on.
Lindsey Graham has already stated.
Hold on. You remember Wilson, right? In his comedy show on TV, what was one thing he said? I'll be in the back, in the booth, in the corner, in the dark. And that's what Mitch McConnell and many of them are doing now. They're sitting in the back, in the booth, in the corner, in the dark.
No, Mike, they've right. already come out.
No.
But they're not.
They come out, there are some that are, well, I'm not going to say Mitch. I'm saying there are some other individuals. Think about, what is his name, the one who did the fist bump. Have you heard of the day of the insurrection? Have you heard from him?
All of
what's his name?
From Rich Hosey to DeSantis, Lindsey Graham came out and stated that there's going to be riots in the street if you convict Trump. They've all of them. Rich Scott said this is like the Gestapo. You've got Sean Hannity. You've got all these people. They are speaking out. It is now over. Because now that's why Biden
okay,
has to come out and speak.
I didn't see that, but I'm saying that.
Yeah, because if he didn't speak, that's why Biden is connecting them to the MAGA deal. That's why they said. That's why Biden came out and spoke, because he wants them.
Okay, so what I was saying is that this must have been recent, and I missed it because I know that all of them were silent for a long period of time prior to the whole thing at Mar-a-Lago. You didn't hear from any of them. So now, since the Mar-a-Lago is what you're saying, what I'm understanding, now they're speaking out. Am I right? Because prior
right
to
now.
Mar-a-Lago, you didn't hear from none
Mark
of those.
Meadows.
You've never heard. No, what I'm saying is this: you did not hear from all the individuals that we just talked about prior to the search, because they call it an invasion and they're going to say a raid and everything. Keep in mind that they asked for the documents the first time back in July, I believe it was. They didn't get everything. Now they have to go and force their way in. The point I'm saying is that where none of those individuals that we're talking about said anything until this raid, right? That's when they started speaking up. Am I right?
Yeah, that may be true. You have the subpoena. They didn't do it. He had it since May, and then when they asked him, in January, he gave up a few boxes. He said that then they signed off on it, said that there was no more, and then they ended up and find out he was lying, and he was covering up stuff. Then he told them that it was his. That these are mine, I can take these, and then they found out no, he's got more than what they said he had, and then that's when they sent out a subpoena, you know. So also the lawyer who signed off on it, they got to go get a lawyer. You're not going to hear from them anymore. Anybody that gave deals to that. Also, you have most of the people that. Were involved in this are all in trouble. Also, 18 of his former congressmen, people that were in his crew, I should say, that were all with him. All 18 of them said, "We did. There was nothing where anything got declassified for anything. So he's got everybody that turned on him. He can't even find, you know, he just found that attorney to go and speak up for him. Now, what has happened now is they're trying to get a master's, but you ask for a master 2 weeks after they had already did this. So it's too late, really.
Yeah.
I mean, because the government has already went through the documents. They've already, they know what they have. They have all the names.
Yeah.
They're just waiting, okay? The
well,
only reason why he wants the master's because it would slow things down, but it's not going to happen.
Well, let's see what happens because this is an ongoing saga with Donald Trump and Biden. Yeah, he's walking a tightrope here, in a sense. He is too. What is going to really happen?
For what?
He's walking a tightrope. He's walking a tightrope, and I think, no, in my opinion, let me finish answering your question. He's walking a tightrope because of the fact that there's folks, Republican and Democrat, who doesn't feel like, you know, things are not going the way that they expected. But things that I think that what he just recently did, there's some things he did recently, I think that's going to be a positive in his favor because keep in mind that his numbers are not great. So hopefully it's going to work out great, and we'll see what happens. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. And I want to get into labor unions. 71% of Americans since 1965 believe that companies should have a union. 71% since 1965 believe, and that's the highest number since then, believe in the unions. We'll talk about that when we come back, okay? Hey, you guys, you listen to TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, here on the TMGN.
We'll hey, this is St. James, and you're tuned in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and let's talk about it, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
Thank you.
right, you guys, welcome back to TMGS. It's the Michael Gay Show, broadcasting live from the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. Happy holiday weekend, Veterans Day. And I do have a veteran on the line, and I'm not going to say her name yet, but she's a veteran. She's served in the military. She's definitely retired, and she's traveled the world. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's the one and only Grace Leone. Hey, Grace.
Hey. It's not Veterans Day. That's in November.
I'm sorry.
This is Labor Day weekend.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
This is Labor Day weekend. Not
Labor
Day.
I said Veterans. Labor Day. Yeah. Well, you labored for our country. I said Veterans.
I sure did for 34
long years. Labor Day weekend. Yeah, Labor Day. So you labored for our country. But still, again, what does Labor Day weekend mean to you, though? You know, labor means working hard and everything. There's a lot of folks that out there that's working their ass off this weekend. What does that mean to you? Is this really a holiday?
Well, I can't tell right now. I can't tell, but I used to live for those holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And just today I was thinking, just today I was driving down the street thinking, I was like, it's time they give us 9/11 a freaking holiday too. Make 9/11 a freaking holiday.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. I apologize, you guys. I said Veterans, Labor Day. Cotton Campbell, are you still here on the board?
I am here. Hey, Grace.
Hey, Cotton, what's good?
I want to be in Hawaii right now.
So, Cotton, what is this? I mean, Labor Day weekend or Labor Day? What does it mean to you, though?
You know, I guess I don't think it has a lot of meaning behind it because there are so many people out there that are still working and still doing what they got to do because they got bills to pay. So. It's not like Christmas.
We need to really have a conversation about what Labor Day is supposed to be. Granted, we do have certain holidays if you're working, but still, again, it's not where everybody gets to celebrate the holiday, right? And that's the sad part about it. So let's think about doing a conversation about that. But labor unions, I saw an article and I saw on the news where 71% of Americans are in favor of having unions. That's the highest number, 71%, since 1965. There's a lot of companies throughout the United States that definitely don't want unions formed with their companies. I've worked for many different major companies, and I remember where they would bring, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 of us into a room or office or whatever, or actually the management office. Big table and everything, and they show a video and tell us why there shouldn't be a union. The benefits of the company not having a union and the employees not being involved in the union. Plus, also know that if you're an employee and you start screaming union, union, your ass will be fired. But 71% of Americans since 1965 believe there should be something in place or a union to fight for an employee's right. Because you can go to your manager, you can go to whatever. You know, they say you have to go with, not your manager. You have to go with your immediate supervisor who might be just like somewhat, I don't want to say this the wrong way, but someone who's kind of like over your department, then there's someone who's over them, and then there's someone over them. You follow me? is a chain of command, and you're not getting what you want or what you need with the company, you have to go through all these different levels. So what's your thoughts about having labor unions or having unionized labor? Cotton? You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't really have a lot on this particular day, you know. But because, you know, it's like, I'm going to get up and go to work because, you know, some people want to make that extra money anyway. So it's like, yeah, I might as well go to work, you know.
But the unions are put in place to protect your rights, in a sense. So let me ask Grace, the traveling Grace, what do you think about having more companies allowing, you know, unions? And have you ever experienced being part of a company that have unions or not?
Yeah, I've matter of fact, I've been in quite a few unions, and when I needed the union, I used to pay dues, and when I needed the union, I was never able to get the service. So I pulled out, and I'm like, no, I ain't paying no more money to them unions.
Okay.
The last place I worked was the VA. They also didn't help me, so I stopped paying.
Okay, so that's another thing, right? And I'm glad that you said that, because there's some folks who say that you're paying into it. How much are you paying into it? You don't mind sharing just
well,
a rough number.
It depends on your pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on your pay grade.
Okay. So you were paying into it. You had an issue, right? And you went to the union. They did not come and help you out with that issue. That's exactly what you're saying, right?
No, I didn't. I didn't get it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
And then you get nosy people. You know, I got some nosy people who call themselves stewards. You know, they run and tell your business to other people, and they ain't supposed to do that.
I mean, based on what you're saying, is that where it's a scam in a sense, or where, you know, if you join it, it's not a guarantee that you're going to get assistance. Is that right?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm. No, I wanted to talk about this because it was something that was discussed that, you know, I talked with another friend of mine about it, and they're like, yeah, we need more unions. So I'm like, well, I've heard some horror stories. I've heard some good stories. But does that, you know, I mean, is it based on the location, the company, the region? You know, I mean, how do you break it down? Because I've heard some bad stories, like Grace is here with us, where she was part of a union, and it didn't work out in her favor. They did not represent her. So how do you handle that? So I'm hoping Grace will be able to come back and tell us a little bit more. Okay, so you're listening to TMGS. That's the Michael Gay Show on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. And I have my co-host Cotton Campbell here. Cotton, you're coming up on the third Thursday of this month, and I see you already got, you know, your ducks in a row. What we're going to talk about, because, I mean, I want you to share with all the listeners. I already know myself, but what's your show going to be about? Because
the next
go ahead and share.
Upcoming show. It's actually about how to keep, because we as women and just people out there in general, it's just things that we can do to keep ourselves safe, and in many areas, from sexual safety to physical safety. When just as simple as walking to the store, into the grocery store, because you hear about you know, right. different stories about how somebody walked up on you and walked up on a person and took their purse or tried to take their car or something to that nature, or just physical harm, period. So many angry people in the world today. You got to figure out how to keep yourself safe. And I'm not one to want to carry a gun. So, and there's a lot of people that don't want to carry a gun.
Right. You know, that's great. And I want to tell you guys, make sure you tune in the third Saturday of this month, which will be what the 20, I got to look at my calendar now, but tune in to the show. I'm going to find it. I'm going to make sure that we share the date and time and all the information. I think that's a great topic because I've seen a lot of videos of where women, and not just women and men, you know, are attacked, you know, by these individuals. So that's something that we need to really pay attention to. I'm looking here. Let me just came in. Okay. All right. So Grace has left me a message. But, yeah, that would be great to listen to. Great information I'm sure you have there. Wow. How come I didn't think about a topic like that on the show? I love it. I love it. I will make sure I listen to this. Safety is really an important thing, guys. And make sure you tune in the third Saturday of this month to the show, which will be Let's Talk About It with your host, Cotton Campbell, and the ladies of TMGN. So, wow.
Yes.
Yes,
ladies.
I want to share something else with you guys before we get off air. You see that there's a water crisis throughout the United States, right? It's not new. It's been going on. Look at Flint, Michigan, just Michigan and you know, in every way. Look at the floods that have happened in other states. And these people don't have clean water at all. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine where there's a storm that knocks out your water system? You know, you can't take a bath. Can't drink any water. Oh, well, they tell you, well, boil it for a while. So you have to keep boiling and boiling water. And then when you boil the water, you got to let it cool down for you to drink the shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cook food. Everything that we take for granted when it comes to water comes to a head when certain things happen. Everything. But I was listening to a show today before I went on air, and I asked the person, hey, have you ever heard of this person? I'm going to tell you who I'm talking about. And I'm getting a text from someone, and they know I'm on air, but, you know, I'm going to answer their – I'm going to read their text because I appreciate them. So I know they hear me. Oh, I'm listening but can't talk words. Okay. Cool. I'm glad that you're listening. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to share with you guys something that I read about this individual. Okay. Texas man invention provides clean water out of air. Can I say it again? Texas man's invention provides clean water out of air. Yeah, the air. Moses West, founder of Atmospheric Water Generator Contracting, LLC, has made it his personal mission to bring clean, affordable drinking water to those in need. In 2015, we're in 2022 now, do the math. In 2015, West invented a water generator known as AWG, a machine that turns air into clean drinking water. Do you believe that? Yes, because it's true. It's true. This black man from Texas, yeah, I said black, from Texas, made a machine that could actually produce water. Now, we know how many things black people have created, and it was stolen from them, and other people got the patent and everything. But this is something that I bet you never heard of. Have you, Cotton? You ever heard of this?
No.
And you won't. You won't hear it. Because they don't want to promote it. They don't want to promote it. It's been invented. I'm going to go on and read a little bit more. I mean, you guys, listen to this. Water. Although clean water is something people can take for granted, especially near the Great Lakes, Midwesterners are helping West, meaning the individuals who created it, to combat the crisis. Most of West AWGSs are manufactured right here in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. I probably got the town wrong. Just one AWG unit provides a city, not a house, a city with hundreds of gallons of water at no cost to the residents. No cost. They don't get a water bill. Think about that. A city. Not a block, not a street. Not, you know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all. Follow me here. A city. West has been working with the water resource. Okay, I'm sorry. Just one agency. I already said that part. Okay, West has been working with the Water Resource Foundation to cover the cost. Now, here's the killer part. You probably wonder how it works. The AWG takes H2O molecules in water from the atmosphere and creates the natural process of condensation. You know what condensation is? It's what your air conditioner does in your house. It's going to create water. And that pipe that you have that drains it out into the yard, that's water. That's water. When you run your AC, there's condensation. When you look at your AC unit and you see it sweating, that's water. This guy created a way of gathering that and making it something you can drink or use. Okay, so go on. I'm going to go on and read this. Interesting here. I said how it works, and I told you, condensation with water vapor from humidity in the air. The water then collects and is passed through a water filtration system and is ready for immediate use. Immediate. You ain't got to boil shit. Sorry I'm cussing, but sometimes I do. You ain't got to wait. You can use it right then and there. Now, after helping Hurricane Maria victims in Puerto Rico, West plans to install AWGs for our neighbors in Flint, Michigan. Guess what? He already did. And this is an article I read a while back, but then I read another one that said that somebody vandalized one of his units, tried to destroy it. For what reason? And he had to repair it. Think about this, you guys. Think about this. This man created a way of taking condensation out of the air and create water. And I saw the videos. Trust me and believe, go to YouTube and pull his name up and watch it and see this amazing invention that our government will not invest into. Our country will not invest into. You know why? Because that's cutting off companies that are charging you to make a profit. If you had a unit like this in your city or town, you wouldn't have a water bill from Georgia Water or California Water or whatever. You would put the, they would be out of business. They would be out of business. What you thinking about that story, Cotton? Hello? Cotton Campbell, are you still there? Okay, I don't hear Cotton, but I'm just amazed at where these things exist, people. It's right here in front of our face. Oh my God, it's amazing. And we still are dealing with people are starving. People are not able to get water. You're buying water and everything. Water should be free. I commend Mr. Williams for creating this thing. But they're not going to allow him to put it out there to every neighborhood because that will kill profits. That will kill profits for the people who sell you water. You buy a 24-pack of water for $3. What do you think it really costs them to make that 24-pack? You think it costs them half of that amount? It's pennies. But this man created a machine where you don't, where, you know, it's not coming from a stream or a lake, and they tell you that, oh, well, we got it from this lake and stream. It's already been proven that a lot of that shit is bullshit. It's not really stream water. It's not really what they put on the packet. It goes through a process. They add minerals and stuff. They do that shit. But this man created something that comes out of the sky. And no one is talking about it. No one. Look at the storms that go on all throughout the country, throughout the world. Throughout the world, the thunderstorms and the humidity and the moisture in the air, God created that. We didn't create what's above us. And this brother created something to take what God created for us and make it better for us. But do you think they're going to invest into him? Hell no. Ain't that a flip?
Yeah, I know. Jaden Smith gives out free water. So he has a truck where he goes around. And I know he was doing it in Flint, but I'm not sure if he's still doing it.
This brother put one of his units in Flint. He said, I saw, as I said, go to YouTube and look him up. And you'll see the videos on him. Look him up. He's a threat to big business. He can put many of them anywhere. Kill the water companies. Kill them. In a sense, he could kill the water companies because there's humidity and moisture in the air every day, all day. That's a fact. And I've seen the videos of where he turned on and the water's just gushing out. It's not drip, drip, drip. It's gushing out. Gallons? But this is what we have to deal with. Been great inventors for decades, guys, for decades. In fact, there were cars invented that could run on water. We went from gasoline to battery power. To replace a battery-powered car is thousands of dollars, same amount that you could buy a damn gas-powered car for. Why would I buy a battery-powered car and run it and drive it for what? Oh, okay. Average, I'll say 5 years. and the battery goes dead, keep in mind that the bottom of the car is basically the entire battery, right? You going to tell me it's going to cost me, you know, oh, well, Mr. Gay, it's your battery. Okay, how much is that, sir? Oh, it's going to cost you about $15,000. For the whole battery? Well, that's labor included. So basically, you're replacing the entire body of the entire bottom of my car with a whole damn battery. Though the car only costs me what? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just throwing numbers out there. I'm not saying that these are quoted numbers, but I did see an article where a person was quoted $3,000 for replacing battery for his car, and he just quoted that. Or was it $3,000? No, it was $30,000. Right, $30,000. He was quoted by a mechanic. Really?
Huh.
It's crazy. So, with that being said, I'm going to let you go because I'm just amazed at things that we don't, you know, and I have to thank a lot of friends of mine that share some of these things. When I do the research, I do read upon it, and I'm going to come back next week and look at it, see what you guys think about it, because just some things like a person said, well, we the people on another show, we should step forward. Well, yeah, we should. But we don't. We run and we vote for folks that we believe are going to do this. But these things that I'm just speaking of, we need to put their feet to the fire. Hold on. We need to put their feet to the fire and ask them, okay, with this situation about these battery-powered cars, what's your point of view on that? Because I've been seeing and reading and seeing facts and proof that there's an issue here. Are you pushing this? You know, see who they're in bed with. You understand what I mean, in bed with? What companies are they in bed with? That's the problem we have. Right, that's the problem we have. Now, in all honesty, I have to say this. here in Georgia is a hell of a race going on between Warnock and Walker. Ironically, both of their last names start with a W. One is a minister, which he holds office now. The other one is a former football player, meaning Herschel Walker. You all know who he is, right? Well, Herschel Walker is running for the Senate to take the place, which Herschel is Republican, take the place of Warnock here in Georgia. Wow, what a battle, because Warnock's campaign is actually playing some videos of where Herschel Walker has made some claims that obviously are not true. He claimed he was a sheriff. He claimed he worked with the FBI. And then they went really deep. They showed the interview of where Herschel Walker allegedly was abusive. They showed a clip of his former wife or ex-wife saying that he put the gun to my head and everything. I mean, wow, are we getting to that point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To where, you know, It's not about, what I'm saying is it's not about the candidate, or I'm sorry, it's not about the thing about what the candidate is running for and everything, but it's about the fact that we're not looking at doing the research of the person before we say we're going to back them. This is a story about Herschel Walker that's years old. You follow me? Years old.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Herschel Walker is leading by a slim margin against Warner. Here in Georgia, that was a major deal. It was years ago. But before you, I mean, whenever I go vote, I don't look at what the candidate is trying to sell me. I actually do a research on them. You can do that. You can go back and look. A research on them. You could request if they have an arrest record. You can do that. That's public information. And you can look at all that shit. People don't think. I'm sorry. I know I'm just going on a tantrum, but in a sense, well, not a tantrum, but I'm just saying, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
Don't just vote for celebrity status, for, he's a minister, he's a good guy. No, you can go back. Just like they can look your ass up, you can look their ass up. Trust me, you can.
Mm-hmm.
They're citizens just like you and me. Do your research. Don't look at the commercial and the BS that they're going to tell you they're going to do for you after they get into office. Don't buy that shit. Look at what their background is. And you can do it. Hey, I want to thank my co-host. Before I go, Cotton, I know I've been running my mouth, but there's something you want to share or you want to chime in on before we go? And, of course, I want you to let folks know what's coming up on your next show again.
Yes, I just want everybody to know that, of course, every third Thursday of the month, we have Let's Talk About It. We also have T-shirts with our Let's Talk About It logo on it as well. So if you want those, yes. If you want one of those, just inbox me. And I'm working. So it's every third Thursday of the month, and just to get the time right, it's actually I want to make sure it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 p.m.
Right.
Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're going to talk about whatever. If you have a topic that you want us to bring to the table, then inbox me, myself, or Lady Justice, or any one of the other TMG ladies, and we will put that on the table.
All right. Fantastic. But you know I have to get one of those T-shirts, right? And, I didn't know that.
Just let me know you
want to flip
it.
Let's
talk about
it. I'm going to buy it. I know nothing is cheap. It takes time and everything. I truly appreciate you joining the TMGN Network. Hey, you guys, honestly, I'm really glad that Cotton Campbell and her crew has joined the network. But I'm going to tell you something else, you guys. There's another individual that just moved from up north here to Atlanta, Georgia. And I just had a conversation with them. And I'm going to tell you something. This individual also is looking at joining the network. And I just had a conversation with them. They are looking at broadcasting on Tuesdays. So I'm not going to give too much information. We're going to have a conversation soon. And this person came here in Atlanta. I mean, she hit the ground running. And she's very well known. You can look her up on YouTube, and I'm not going to say her name right now. I'm going to tell you Cotton all air. I'm not going to say it on air. But check her out. She's probably going to be joining us soon. And that's what it's all about, is just building what is becoming one of the best networks here with all these great individuals, all these great co-hosts, all these great shows. And I think you guys are going to really love it. As you already know, Cotton Campbell, and Let's Talk About It, and more to come. I just truly believe you're going to always want to tune in to the TMGN. Wow, Cotton. Great. And I'm definitely going to be on that show. How to protect yourself. You know, not just for women, but also for men. Like I said, I've seen videos where men have been carjacked and, you know, and this and the other. Just in general, that's a great topic. That's a great thing to talk about. Hey, I want to go ahead and let us go. The time is now 7:27 in the ATL. And let's see, Grace Leone, aloha. Thank you for tuning in. I see you called, and I think you're still on the phone. Uh-huh. Are you still on the phone, Grace?
Are you still on my phone? Here.
Oh, there you are. I forgot that I linked you in there, but you have something to share? Oh, wait a minute. Before we go, Grace, the traveling Grace Leone, okay? Uh-huh. You know what? I love my sister here because she will call me. Well, she used to call me like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, like, hey, Mike, what you doing? I'm like, sleeping. But well, she lived in Hawaii, okay? She was living in Hawaii. She's like, oh, did I wake you? I'm like, mm-hmm. But what's up, Grace? But she also has property and home here in Atlanta, Georgia. But you just came back from South Africa with Karen White, correct?
Yep.
Okay. She was in Cape Town and Pretoria. And I saw the videos and everything. I mean, share a little bit before we go. How was it there? I mean, you've been there more than once, but how was it there so different than being here in America?
You know what? In South Africa, those people are so hospitable. And I'm telling you, they love Karen so much. Oh, my God. You should see, they turn out for Karen when she comes here. They turn out in droves. I'm telling you, Karen didn't go on to like after 10, and those people were there from like 12 o'clock in the evening. Okay, those people.
Since 12 noon.
Yeah, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, and she don't perform till 10 at night.
Wow.
Those people were like, I mean, you should see the whole stands, man. All everybody in white. It was so beautiful.
Oh, I saw the video that you showed, yeah.
Not surprised that she was at rehearsal, and I walked up the stage when, you know, they were supposed to bring out the chair. So I brought the chair out, and when she turned around, she saw me. She didn't know I was coming. Yep.
Well, I saw the video that you shared with me, and I mean, I saw where Derek shared the sound check and everything. Karen shared a few things. I saw those. But when I saw the clip that you shared where she's singing Superwoman, and you showed the audience, I mean, wow, it was amazing. I mean, to be honest, it was really amazing to see
those
singing along the song and everything. A big venue.
Stars over there, you know?
I'm sorry?
Get a lot of artists over there.
Right.
You know? And she's about the woman empowerment. They love that.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying that when I saw the video, what I'm saying is that when I saw the video and saw the size of that venue, that was like a Staples Arena, right? And she's the headliner. Right. And I'm looking at, you know, folks that are you know, that are videotaping their, I'm saying on their phones, they're lighting their light and all that type of stuff. Yeah, she's very much loved there. That's okay. Very much out there. Wow. But, you know, you and I had this conversation. Karen has to, I mean, I believe she needs to always have a live band. In fact, I just got a notice that Marvin McIntyre is sharing a post right now live. And I
he's done it Brownstone. And Karen, meanwhile, Karen's in North Carolina right now.
Right, she's at the John Coltrane Jazz Festival there with Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, Patti LaBelle. There's a guy on there that looks just like Luther. I was like, oh, my
I
God.
Saw that.
I
yeah,
was
yeah.
Go.
Yeah, yeah. No, go ahead.
I'm
just...
that, but I would have been too tired because tomorrow I'm flying again tomorrow.
Why didn't you call me? Damn it. Because I texted here and I told her, I said, wow, I would have traveled for this, because it's in Carolina, to see her Miriam Nettles, the great Miriam Nettles, saxophonist, and Patty in one night?
I was going to go to that, but like I said, I would have been tired because tomorrow I'm going to Jamaica. So,
See, y'all hear me? That's traveling grace. She will be in Dubai. I mean, she goes from Hawaii to Dubai to South Africa, and now she's going to Jamaica.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll
damn.
Only live once.
You need a hug?
Like Grace. I'm sorry. Hold on.
Look,
do you need okay? No, I know. You don't need a hug, but okay. Can I carry your bag? Something.
I'll help you in one.
Okay. Damn, I'm trying to get a job with you or something. Man. I'm gonna learn.
Cotton Campbell is a traveling diva too.
Huh?
Cotton Campbell is a traveling diva.
Oh, Cotton? Cotton, you heard that? Damn.
Yeah.
Crazy
yes.
All over the globe. You know what? You know what? Your name needs to be what is it? Nora the Explorer? Is it Nora?
No, it's Traveling Grace.
Nora the Explorer.
Yeah, but you the black version of Nora the Explorer. You are the black version.
Nora the Explorer.
Okay, so this is Grace. This is Traveling Grace. Her ass is every place. That's what we're gonna say. Traveling Grace. She goes every place. Yeah. Yeah, because you are. Every time I call you, you'd be like,
"Well,
I'm on a plane going where?"
But wait, I'm trying to get my daughter to take her back to her birthplace in Germany, and she don't want to go. She goes, anybody wants to go to Germany with me next month?
I'll go. Hell, and to get out of Georgia, I'll go. I'll go. Are you paying the plane fare? No, I'm playing. But no, Grace, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you so much for being such a good friend with Karen. You know, as Karen posted, you know that you are her biggest fan. There's no doubt. You're pretty much at every location. You guys are like best of friends. I've seen all the posts and everything, and thank you for being my friend, and you actually made me a closer friend with Karen and Derek and the rest of the crew, so I truly appreciate that, and much love, truly, my sister. Wow.
Ditto.
So when you travel again, just text me and let me know. Michael, don't call me. I'm in wherever, I don't know. I'm in Siberia now, and I'm on the bobsled here for a little bit. I don't know.
Wow.
That's Traveling Grace there. That's my sister. I love her to death. She's truly amazing, you know, and I truly appreciate her. All right, so the time is now 7:36. I guess we're done really talking about topics. I wanted to talk about something else, but I don't want to put a damper on the show. It was something about you guys decided, you know, I got 3 hours to spend. But there's a case that's coming up, and it's a murder case, right? I just want to ask you this question, and if you don't want to talk about it, fine. But here is the family, four people, I think it's four, that are on trial for the murder of eight people over a custody battle of the children. Think about it.
Wait, what?
Four people murdered eight people over a custody battle. I'm going to give you a little more detail. Now I want you to just think about this here. Why would you murder somebody because you're unhappy the fact that you don't have custody of them, and then they find you guilty of murdering them, but still you fail to have custody of the person or the children you when it cuss you up, right? What sense does that
right.
make?
I don't understand why is that our last, why is that the resort to go to taking somebody's life?
Mm-hmm. Not somebody. Many lives.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna read this to you guys real quick. And I normally don't like to end the show like this, but I really want you guys to hear this story because this happened in Ohio. And it was something I saw the other day. See, I'm not a fanatic, but I watch court TV and I come across it and I see the cases. This is not one of those fake shows. These are real court cases, people. Court TV, I got to give them credit. They show you real trials, real convictions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not Judge Judy and all those other bullshit shows that are scripted. This is real. And some of the cases I see that they bring up, I'm like, really? They're on trial for what? They did what? And here's one of them. This tells you the reality of what's going on. Everywhere. Not just in your community, but everywhere. Now, I'm not going to say what I'm thinking, but pay attention to the people who are on trial. Just do that if you ever watch the show or the cases. But here's what I'm saying. Or here's what the article says. Cold blood. Why were 8 Ohio relatives killed the same night? A vast criminal case alleging that one family plotted the massacre of a rival family has torn apart a rural community. Key word, rural. You know what rural is, right? It's one of those communities that's like far away from actually civilization in a sense, or the city. But I'm going to read this real quick. When 8 members of the Rodden family were murdered in rural Ohio in 2016, Edward Jake Wagner and other members of the nearby Wagner family denied any involvement. For the next 5 years, the Wagners continued to dismiss the idea that they had any knowledge of why a person or persons had invaded the Rodden's compound one spring night and killed them with silence guns as they slept. Silence guns. Then on the 22nd of April 2021, exactly 5 years after the murders, Jake Wagner stood in a courtroom in Pike County, a hilly corner of Appalachia, where everyone knows everyone and families stick tightly together, and told the judge, "I am guilty, Your Honor." As part of a deal to avoid the death penalty, he pleaded guilty to 23 charges in connection with the homicides of the Rodens. One of the victims, 19-year-old Hannah Rodden, was the mother of his child. Shockingly, he also agreed to testify against his family. His mother, Angela Wagner, has pleaded guilty to conspiracy, evidence tampering, and other charges. But his father, George Billy Wagner III, and brother George Wagner V, who are accused of participating in the homicide, maintain their innocence. Now, here's what I want to let you guys know. These individuals murdered 8 people. 8 people. You could do your research. How do that many folks sit together and conspire to take 8 lives?
how does that happen? Can you imagine yourself sitting around family members, and let's say you have a family member that you despise, and all of a sudden your other family members say, let's kill him. The fuck would you do? Yeah, I agree with you. Really? Think about what I just said, man. How weak are you mentally to agree? I'm just saying, anybody out of a group, let's say, let's kill them all. We'll get what we want. Really? You took the lives of 8 people over a dispute of custody. I want you guys to look it up. I just told you the names. Look up this trial that's coming up. Look at the individuals. Look at how they're turning on each other. And going back to the conversation about our former president, well, you know, when your ass is in the loop, you're going to try to get it free, right? Those folks don't want to go to jail. Obviously, the FBI had enough evidence to say, hey, look, if you don't tell us what we need to know, we will prosecute you. It's not only about the president. That happens every day in the court of law. That happens every day in the world. Probably every minute somebody is going to jail and somebody ran off doing a crime or whatever, and then they tell them, hey, look, you don't tell us who you – we'll give you a deal. If you don't tell us who is involved with you, your ass will go to jail for a long period of time. And that's what's happening right now with the Donald Trump thing. His own so-called people are turning cold to save their asses. And it's not because they did not commit a crime. They're saving their asses. They're not going to go down with the captain. The captain goes down with the ship. Donald Trump has to go down by himself. But back to what I'm saying, that we're in this story, you guys, look it up, read it. I'm going to come back to it next week. I'm going to go ahead and get off the air. But this is sad. This is very sad. 8 people were murdered over something. And this case is about to go to trial this month. We got to look at the situations of where what's wrong with us. Not meaning you and me. It's just people in general.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong? How come we have come to believe that life is not precious? How come we believe or that folks don't think that, you know, killing a person don't mean nothing to me? You know, how do we get to that? People been killing folks for decades, true enough, for not decades, but centuries, but over the stuff they kill over now? Custody? $20? Really? Shoes? You kill over material shit?
Dumbest stuff.
Not defending a life, but killing over something that is not a living thing. Material shit.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up soon on the show, I do have a young man, I think I already mentioned it, that I know. He was not too long ago on the news. He was arrested. It was in the news here locally. And I had asked him to come on the show because he's a young guy. I've had young people on the show before that are in college and everything, but, you know, they shared, I wanted them to share how they felt about, you know, growing up and, you know, their point of view of what life is like for them growing up, going to school. But I'm reaching out to individuals who are on the other side of that, not in college.
And this young man shared a story with me about, you know, the drug game, this, that, and the other. And he said he's got another friend that, you know, he said, I want to come on, Mr. Mike, and share that. And we've been talking about it, and I'm like, I'm going to do that. I want us to hear what our young folks have to say. See, we always want to degrade them and talk about them, but I want them to have a platform and share. And we talk back to them, not degrading them, but hear their stories. That's what is so important for us, is to have an open communication with our own. Hear their stories. And then encourage them. See, I got 3 hours every day on this platform. I pay for it. And I really want to do this, and I want you guys to tune into it, because it's very important. Because you have no idea how much it may affect those individuals. Because when they come on, guess what? They're going to invite their friends to tune in and listen. You know that? That's what happened the first time. And that's what will happen this time. We have to make that pipeline to our young, to our youth, and have that connection where we can talk. I don't care if it's every Saturday or once a month. I don't care. We have to do that. Because I'm sick and tired of seeing this type of crap that's going on within, especially the black community, and the lack of communication between the elder and the younger. So with that being said, I'm going to shut up. Okay, Cotton, thank you so much. And we look forward to tuning in to your show. Coming up, you guys, this month, the third Thursday of this month, make sure you tune in to Let's Talk About It. Hey, this is Michael Gay, your host on the TMGS, the Michael Gay Show, on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. And before we go, I have to do this, Cotton. I got 10 minutes before we go. All right. Let me see if I can find it. Wait a minute. I think I got it. I think I got it here. In fact, you know what? Oh, wow. What did I do with that? It was here, and now it disappeared. Oh, here it is. I found it. Hey, you guys, check this out. I know you're going to love it. Here we go.
Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuned in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
And you know it. All right. You love that, and I do, too.
Wow.
Thank you, St. James.
I do.
That was awesome. I'm sorry.
I do. I say, yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's definitely awesome. I want to close out with a certain song here because a friend of mine here, and I want to thank her for introducing us to this artist. I'm going to be honest. I was wrong. I was kind of critical of his music when they asked me about it. I mean, I like his stuff. I was really being too professional about how it was done. But this brother is blowing up. Cotton, this brother is blowing up. Seriously, he's on the charts. I mean, he's doing some serious stuff right now. And I mean, I'm looking forward to him coming back and talking with us soon, because I just want to say this. In the first release, which was about maybe a week ago, already he's been, he's already has his music videos out, and I see where DJs are asking him, please send us the single, please send it in this format, please. Send. I mean, this brother is blown up. And his name is Ishmael Sings,
Do you remember when Ishmael was on the show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Ishmael is killing it. So let's check and listen to Ishmael before we leave the show. Here's Ishmael singing with Excuse Me.
DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Why you standing here alone, looking so fly? Got me wondering who you came with.
Came with.
Maybe we can be friends, or we can have a fling, or you can be my main chick.
Oh, yeah.
Hold up, wait a minute, let me slow down. Girl, you just got my mind blown. I like know you, I'm just trying to get the jump on you, so maybe we can be alone. Not a fool to think that I'm the only one who noticed you. Cause right now you got all eyes on me. Yeah, so do you mind if I take you on the floor so I can get one dance with ya before you leave? DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
DJ, yeah.
Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Girl, we ain't gotta talk, we ain't gotta drink. All you gotta do is move that body. We gon' tear the floor up and get the club lit like it's a private party. It's unbelievable the way your body is calling for me. Yeah.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
Not a fool to think that I'm the only one who noticed you. Cause right now you got all eyes on me. So do you mind if I take you on the floor? Can get one dance with ya before you leave, baby, yeah. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record louder? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to make a move, doing what I gotta do. Just to get with you, baby. I'm just trying to make a move, make it do what it do while I put you in the mood, baby. I'm just trying to make a move, doing what I gotta do. Trying to get with you, baby. I'm just trying to make a move, doing what I gotta do. Put my needle in the groove, baby. Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor. Can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
Mr. DJ.
Excuse me, DJ, can you play that record loud? I'm just trying to get turned up with my shorty on the dance floor.
That's Ishmael Sings with Excuse Me, DJ. And hey, you guys, check him out. Ishmael Sings, look him up on all social media platforms. And he just dropped his new single. So check it out. And trust me, you're going to love it. As I said, I was kind of critical about it. And I see Mashona is calling me. Mashona, hold on now. You know I'm about to end the show. But anyway, hey, you guys, check it out. And we're going to have Ishmael join us again because he's blowing up. Got to give you that credit. He's blowing up. Hey, thank you, guys. Thank you, Cotton. Love you. God bless. See you next Saturday. Hopefully all my other co-hosts are having a great holiday weekend. So we'll see you next Saturday here on the TMGS. The Michael Gay Show on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. And here's really the original theme song of the show. Cotton, anything else you want to say before I go ahead and get out of here?
Nope, that's it. Thank you all so much for joining in.
Amen. Thank you. All right, we're gone. Be safe out there. It is the holiday weekend. There's some crazy stuff going on. But stay away from the crazies, right? All right, good night. Well, here's the interesting thing.